008. Okay. What's today? Monday night. We're starting Siman Nun Gimel. Din Haroi Leirid Lefnei HaTeva. So why does this, what is this doing here? Because they never had a chazan by, Sukkot Zimra. Everybody said Sukkot the Zimra themselves. You go to Zilberman now the same way. Nobody stands up by Sukkot the Zimra by the chazan. Everybody just says Sukkot the Zimra. And then at one point the chazan goes over and says Yishtabach. So that's what? Yeah, but you do it because you can't get anyone to go over.
No, not why.
I'm talking about that was a minig. That was the minig. Yeah, that was a minig. So anyway, so that's why the dinim of Shliach Tzibur appear at this point in the timeline of davening, because this is when the Shliach Tzibur would walk over to the Yomut. So the first three sifim is still halachas about Yishtabach and Yotzeror. And then the first three sifim are still the halachos of Pesukei Dezimra and Yishtabach and the Hilchos. What? They did. They started with Yishtabach. Yishtabach and Kaddish. Which Kaddish? They either did or they didn't. It's a Kaddish Yosom, and it has nothing to do with the Shliach Tzibur. It's not a Shliach Tzibur Kaddish. It's not part of the text of davening. It's just, you know, it's just a Kaddish Yosom that's said. The Kaddish Darbonim is not necessarily a Kaddish Yosom. Kaddish Darbonim can be said by anyone, but Al Kaponim is not part of the text of davening. So, we're up to Omer Shliach Tzibur Yishtabach Me'umod. If you remember, in Simen Nun Aleph, we learned in the Ramah that there's a minig to stand up by Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach. The minig. Nagu. That's everyone. Nagu Lamot, Shomer, Baruch Shemar, Baruch David, and Yishtabach. So here, the Shliach Tzibur standing up, because he has to say Kaddish right away. That's why he's standing. Now, there's no more din. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means, as if caught in Aleph. But that's Nagu. I mean, there's also just a minig, because there's no special din that the Shliach Tzibur has to stand by Yishtabach. Standing by Yishtabach is a minig. Of course, by now it's an extremely universal minig. And I wouldn't advocate not doing the minig. It's a very universal minig.
You call
what? You call total parishman at Sibur if you don't stay. You're like, yeah, and you're a strange person. And what are you trying to prove? Okay, so, but the Shliach Tzibur here is because of the Kaddish. What you're supposed to walk away with from the Halacha is that, and we'll see that a few times now, that it's important for the Shliach Tzibur to be so mech, just like, you know, you say, let's say before Mincha, you say Ashrei and Kaddish. The Kaddish is chal on something. The Kaddish, like, the Kaddish relates to something. It's chal. It's like a bracha achrein is on the food you ate. Bracha rishon is on the food you're going to eat. So a Kaddish is on something also. So the Kaddish relates to the Yishtabach. Okay, so that's why he says already Yishtabach standing up, so that there shouldn't be a hefsek. So it's more important that he should stand up, so he could right away go into Kaddish.
Sometimes what happens is the Gadbai, I go over and ask for another people, like probably it's on the priest, and they already said Yishtabach.
So we'll see. So we'll see what to do. That's what we're going to be learning about today. Vayim Beli Rabba Shatirates, the Hosom Mimin Hoga, the Hocha Midina. So what does he mean? The question is, so is it more of a din? Is it more of a din that the Shliach Tzibur should stand? It's right in the same teretz that he shouldn't be mafsik. Why should there be more of a din that the Shliach Tzibur should stand for Yishtabach? Because of the teretz, the kain of the noigin and shimai salamod, kisha omrim Yishtabach, bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, feilu b'yachidi. That's right, they're a minig. Okay. Unless he means that a yochid, the yochid is a minig, and the shliach tzibur is indeed a din. That's what it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that these shittos hold. Because what? If they are, they should stand. They're on a desert island, and there's no minion around in an 80-mile radius. Kol ha-tesvav shvachim shevi yishtabach min shiru shvacho ad me'ata v'yadolam, meaning including brachos v'hoda'os, yizor ma'ot shlo lahafzik b'neihem, by pausing, v'hamafzik oncho godol, aval ein tzorech shiye b'neshima achas, it does not have to be in one breath. He shouldn't pause. He shouldn't. Itaka shouldn't. Right. So when they brachos the whole dolls, it's not no. Okay.
Wait. It's
not correct. I don't know what to say. We should put up a sign. We should. I have a lot of signs.
Yeah.
All right. I have a lot of mental notes that. No. You're right. And you should say some harabo semicolon. Ramruchulam michavocha beilam Hashem. You know, we should. Okay. I should. I'm the rabbi. No, this I should do. Elchalami. Okay.
After the breakfast, he's supposed to go right into the Kaddish without a pause. But that's not what we're learning now. That's the din in the Mishnah. We're now learning about the 15 Shirish V'chalal, Zimra, Ozim, Emshalon, Netzach, Dulot, Vurot, Lemus, Ferus, Kishom, Al-Khuz, Brachol, Medos. But you don't have to do it in one breath. That's Kabbalistic.
Okay, so that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Ein loma yishtabach elam kein omar baruch she'amar uktsas psukei dezimra. Bein shliach tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says, bein odem acher. Elam kein yishtabach yabrocha achreina shiniskan aloy malachar psukei dezimra. Umascheles below baruch, he smucho lebirchas baruch she'amar. How can ein lomar also below baruch she'amar? Velo ketoin, shekshehen bederech oshor shasadchak, maschilin mi yishtabach, shemavorchen al yedei zeh, Brachal of Atala, he calls it.
This goes according to the Machaber yesterday. Then you can skip all of
it. Yeah, I guess so. Or if they just did it. He shouldn't skip all of Sukkot Zimra.
Somebody's skipping. He shouldn't. But if he is, he's not supposed to. We paskin you're not supposed to skip all of Sukkot Zimra.
That was yesterday. We paskin you're not supposed to skip all of Sukkot Zimra. What? So yeah. Now you can ask a theoretical question. According to the Machaber, that you do skip, yes, what's the question? You mean if the Shliach, he shouldn't be the Shliach Tzibur then he has time to say more. The whole Machaber's excuse for skipping is if you have zero time.
But if someone's going to get up there anyway, then someone's going to be the Shliach
Tzibur. If you're not the Chazan, you can have a heck of a lot faster than the Chazan. You should not be the Chazan if you. So wait, there's an important halacha here because the Machaber says you shouldn't say yishtabach if you didn't say Baruch Shem and some of Sukkot Zimra. It doesn't stand alone. let's see one more Mishnah Berurah, then we have to learn the Bir Halacha. So Omar Baruch, unless he said Baruch Shemar, Alkein Ovel or Yard Site, that they wanted daven for the Omer a lot, just Achru Lovel the Beis HaKnesses, and they came late, at Korav the Baruchu, U'mechrochim La'amod, Al-Koponim Loma Yishtabach Lefnei HaTeva, Ki also Lahatzik Ben Yishtabach LeKaddish, so they're going to have to say Yishtabach, yeah? So Yiru Al-Koponim Loma Mitchila La'atzmon Baruch Shemar Ba'ashrei, Kenachazim v'Shabbes Yisachar Lavo at Karav LeBarcho. Here Al Koponim Loma Mitchil Atur Baruch Shemar Ashrei Anishmas. So these are minimum things you must say, and you have to start Yishtabach by the Omud. So you have to say to yourself Baruch Shemar and Ashrei or Nishmas on Shabbos. Now let's see the Bir Halacha. Omud Baruch Shemar Ubediyeved. See Ubediyeved. Misha Dileg Birchos Baruch Shemar. Let's say someone didn't say the Bracha Baruch Shemar by mistake, and he said Psuke de Zimra. Veniskar Achashek for Omar Psuke de Zimra. Velo Yuchal of the Baruch Baruch Shemar, ki he niskuna called him Psuke de Zimra Dafka. It was niskun to be said before Psuke de Zimra. Ukvar Yotze Yedecho Vosu Bambi Rosan. He said them already. So here the Bir Halacha Paskins, he should say Yishtabach. In other words, it's not two halves of a whole, that if you can't, if you didn't say the first half, you can't say the second half. It's not that heavy. It's just that it's a very strong lechatchila, because it's bracha smucha lechaverta, and that was the bracha shalafaneo, that was the bracha shalachreo. But the bottom line is if you said psukei de zimra and you didn't say baruch shemar for whatever reason, you forgot, certainly now you should say yishtabach. As we said a few days ago, Lamai said there are two different brachas. One's the bracha shalafaneo, one's the bracha shalachreo. So if you said Psuke de Zimra and you forgot Baruch Shemar, Lamai said now you should go say Yishtabach. You should say the bracha shalachreo, because it was niskan to be said before. It's like making hamotzi after you ate.
The minimum that you would be able to say that is Baruch Shemar and Ashrei again.
I don't know if you could say it again. For the Mishmur, it sounds like it doesn't have to say it again.
You said
the whole psukim to Zimri.
You haven't said Baruch Shemar yet, though. You haven't made the Baruch Shemar. You said a bunch of psukim. Why are they psukim to Zimri if you haven't said Baruch Shemar? Say Baruch Shemar afterwards. Say the minimum part of Ashrei, then say Yishtabach.
From the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma that your premise is not correct. In other words, since he's saying it as Psukei de Zimra, he means to say Psukei de Zimra, meaning he's being Mesader Shochar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kodem Shiyas Palel. So the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is he was Yaitz Psukei de Zimra. So, and the premise of your question is, so he said some Psukei, big deal. Let him say Baruch Shemar now. So the Mishnah Berurah really is taking care of that by saying, no, that's not the way it is. There's such a thing as a chiyuv to say psukei de Zimra, and he was yoytze that chiyuv already, and you can't just do it again. You can ask a question, let's say he remembered before Oz Yashir, let's say. So I guess he could indeed say Baruch Shemar, Oz Yashir, and then Yishtabach, I guess. I don't see why not. As long as there's a psukei de Zimra to be said, like, would we say you need Dafka the Halalukas to follow Baruch Shemar? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Right. This is not a way to get anything Baruch Shemar if you skip everything. If it's something you haven't said yet in the Psukei de Zimra, you can
still say Baruch Shemar. When? If you said 90% of Psukei de Zimra.
You forgot to say Baruch Shemar for whatever reason. You forgot to say Baruch Shemar because you were saying it on the street, you thought the guy was going to get the barcode at 7:15, they actually got the barcode at 7:20. Yeah. By the time you got there, you realized you haven't said anything yet.
If you didn't say yet, that's what you said. If you're up to Oz Yashir, I guess you can say Baruch Shemar and Oz Yashir. But the Chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah is that even though the Chiddush in the Bir Halacha is that even though in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Mechaber he's speaking very emphatically that Yishtabach cannot be said as it stands alone, but in the Bir Halacha he's letting you know that if you said Psukei de Zimra, then certainly b'diavad now you can go say Yishtabach even if you didn't say Baruch Shemar. It's the Bracha Shala Achreha. And you could say it. V'chein is very important. Uposha du adin bebracha shalofanev shalachreya dahalel. By halel, it could could see, I don't know why, I could see it happening. Well, you'll forget to say the bracha for now. So, okay. So that's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel. They're connected in the sense that you can't say Yishtabach in a vacuum. You have to say Baruch Shem Baran Sukkot Dezimra. Then the Bir Allah says, but the Eved, you only have to have said Sukkot Dezimra. Actually, that's a strong B'di Eved.
Not before the first.
It is, but it's not like in the middle of Yoytzah HaMa'oros. That's what he said. Here it's a bracha shela foneho and a bracha shela achreho. It's not one long bracha. And therefore, like, you can't be mafsik, has to do with the fact that it's bracha smucha lachaverta, and that it's niskan as a bracha shela foneho, and so the zimra and bracha shela achreho. And anything, any hefsik you make breaks up that progression. But it's not as heavy as speaking in the middle of, let's say, the bracha of Yoytzah HaMa'oros. Not like Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yetzor V'Erechot Hashem V'Yasa Kol, period. And then, no, it's one long, 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 long bracha. And therefore you can't talk in the middle of the bracha. Siv Gimel, really, we get to Yerushalayim Siv Gimel. I don't know if we'll be able to learn the whole Siv Gimel today. There's a lot of twists and turns to it. Let's say you got a talus. You got a talus. You said Sukkot Dezimra without a talus. You didn't have a talus, or they made double daylight savings time, and people had a spot. This happened. There were a few years in America where this halacha was very negative. After the Yom Kippur War, when they made double daylight savings, when they made daylight savings time, I mean in the winter. Double daylight savings time in the summer. In the winter, they made daylight savings time. To save fuel by the oil embargo. People couldn't dam it. People had to get to work. They were too early to dam it. So this halacha came very much into play. They would dam it, took in the Zimmer and Brachas, like right after Alos. And you come at Alos like 7 a.m. And then they would put on towels and tefillin and quickly say, Birchas Kriyashma, and some Rabbonim said you could put on towels and tefillin already in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma. Like it was really pushing. They would get like, people were davening like 8:30 was mates. 8:30 was mates. Ein lebarach al atifas tzitzis, and you have to realize what a shock it was when gears jumped up to 33 cents. Ein lebarach al atifas tzitzis ben psukei dezimra li yishtabach ela ben yishtabach li yotzer. Okay, where's a better juncture to be mafsik with the bracha on your talis? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Mei. Ein lebarach. Afino mahu yadoi talis harata. Bapshu bein aprokim. Remember, we had the same division of Ben Tzaperg and bein aprokim by Tzuka Dezimra. So, between Tzuka Dezimra and Yishtabach, it's really bein aprokim. So that would be like a really good place to make a bracha. Mikomokom, kibin shab bracha koi al psukim dezimra. You have to attach. We learned in Sephalic about the chazan attaching, so to speak. We'll use the word attaching. Kaddish to yishtabach. Now we're going to learn another halacha. Then we're going to learn which is stronger. There also has to be an attachment, so to speak, between yishtabach and psukim dezimra. So it's not the ideal place to be mafsik between Pesukah Dezimra and Yishtabach, because the Yishtabach is going on the Pesukah Dezimra. Ain't really sure you have to be normal when Brach Akhonah be true. That Brach Ruuya liyo Samach Ra Mitzvah. I will be crazy when the Pesukah Dezimra, the Mishnah Brewer's Paskening, it's not that possible. The Akhronim discussed this at length. But the Mishnah Berurah is postulating that in Pesukim Dezimra you can put on and make a bracha on your talis. Maybe Bein HaProkim would be the best place to do it. Yeah. Al Kaponim Bein HaProkim Yaniach HaTalis V'Yavarech. When we call it Kenan Yitzfilim, the Mutzim Yavarech Halayim Bein HaProkim. This might be enough to mean if every person can go to the bathroom and take off your talis and tefillin, you have to make a bracha back on the tefillin when you come out. So you should make it Bein HaProkim. You should make sure it's Bein HaProkim. But he's saying you could. It's a shtickle chiddush. There are achronim that say you can't. The Shabura holds that the mechaber means only between Psukah Dezimra and Yishtaba, you should not make the bracha. But in Psukah Dezimra itself, may not prokim, that's okay. Ubepratim huberabim, and there's bias laser militalos and tefillin. Why is that the option? If you're not allowed to make the bracha, then the option could be to put it on and then make the bracha when you're allowed to make the bracha. No, this rule is mashma, the option is not to have it on at all. I guess if you're not allowed to make the bracha, you shouldn't put it on the chatzila. You should wait already till you can make the bracha, because you're not supposed to do mitzvahs without a bracha. So he says, if you're ashamed to sit there without your towels and fill it, so l'maisa says, b'shmuas paskening, b'ena bracha mutzukei dezimra, you can make a bracha on a talis if it fell off. Not a good example. If it fell off, we pask if it falls off during davening, you don't have to make a new bracha. If it fell off inadvertently, someone took it off, whatever.
Since it's mirror without a bracha.
Yeah.
So why market here?
Why we don't make a bracha on our talis gadol? That's an old historical question. Either because you're about to put on your talis gadol and you'll be moichi the talis katan with the talis gadol, which is lemaisa the reason, and that should be the reason. If there's an hour between that, so an hour is nishkafela. It's only if it stretches into a few hours that you really should indeed make a bracha on your talis gadol. The other historical reason is the achrenim say that talis katans were never big enough, really. It just would have been a bracha of a talis. So, like, people were always, like Hamapil, you know, people are scared to say it because they're afraid they might not fall asleep. So it turns, which is not right, as I talked about once. But, say this also, like, okay, you don't make a bracha on your talis katan because it's not big enough. I get a big one.
Don't put it on.
I'm being medayik from the Mishnah Berurah. I'm pointing out that rather than he's addressing the situation as if you would not be allowed to make a bracha beina prokem of psukah dezimra. Lamaisa he's paskening yes. He's being machriya that yes. But in his discussing the scenario that not, he says, and you'll be ashamed to sit without a talis and tefillin. So obviously he holds that that's what you would do. You would wait till you're allowed to make a bracha and then put it on. He doesn't countenance that you would put it on and just make the bracha when you can, which really is a logical thing. If you're not allowed to make the bracha now, you're not allowed to, so put it on, you're davening, put on the talis and tefillin, and you'll make a bracha when you can. You mash mash ban to be a baruch, the lashon always is. What? That's why you have the mash mash ban to be a baruch. You do like a semi yosa. That's what it says. Whenever you, if you put on tefillin, kray demar hayom. So here, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Basis, why the Mishnah Berurah assumes that would be the way to go? It's just don't wear it until you can make the bracha. I guess because, oh, of course, it's not that important to have talis and tefillin on. But look at the Zimra. Why bichas kriyashma and kriyashma? So you sate pitaliso uvetfilov and say kriyashma. Look at the Zimra, it's just not that important. So you would have to wait till you can make a bracha. Till you, who's got that thousand tefillin? I took it to Zimra. So that's why you would wait till you can make a bracha before putting it on. Okay, we'll stop here. So we learned today about, we're going to clarify and expand on a lot of these things tomorrow. We had the Shlich Tzibur has to connect Yishtabach to Kaddish. There should be no Hefzik there. And there should also be no hefzik between Psukah Dezimra and Yishtaba. So sometimes those two things conflict. So what do? You have the same problem Musa for Shreidish, right? The same conflict. When do you take off your tefillin? The Maaser Olam is like to say the Kaddish right after Uvalu Tzion, and the hefzik is between the Kaddish and the Shmoneh Esrei. And then they get caught and everybody's left Shmoneh Esrei. There are Shittas that do it the other way. That they take off talis and tefillin, and then they say Kaddish, and they're saying the Kaddish to. What? Yeah. Well, if he. We try to make him say it.